Correct. Is it Inez?
Yes, it is.
KPFT, may I have your name and where you're calling from?
A main feature of the weekly prison show is the call-in segment, where people can address their imprisoned loved ones.
Richard, I just want to say I love you, and my birthday passed. I know your birthday's coming up, too.
Many of the people working on the show are former convicts, including producer David Collingsworth, who first listened to it in a prison cell.
It showed me that somebody cared. Somebody was actually out there that cared.
Really appreciate it.
He says the show welcomes all callers, but there are often familiar voices on the line.
We can name all the regulars that call in, and we're a part of their lives, and that's what really matters to us.
And maybe a cell or two.
In addition to the regular staff, the prison show counts on a number of expert guests who discuss subjects like prison health care, legal issues, and the death penalty.
Good evening, everyone, especially the men and women on Texas death row and their families and friends who are listening in this evening. As many of you already know, Texas leads the nation with 550 executions since 1982.
One letter we have from Norman Fountain tonight. He still hasn't gotten treatment.
Attorney Bill Habern informs listeners about civil and legal rights in the prison system.
We feed inmates information, and we feed families information.
When this show went on the air in Houston in 1980, it was the first of its kind, but Habern says it has inspired many others.
What this show has become has led to other shows in other parts of the country adopting a similar format.
The show sometimes features live music performed by former inmates like Dennis Price.
Well, now I'm locked away.
His experience emerges in many of his songs, but Price says he wants to move on.
I want to be a good person for my son, but it is a chapter in my life, and I've learned from it, and I think that it's made me who I am.
Price and most other ex-convicts criticize the Texas prison system as abusive. Bill Habern says many Texans favor candidates who are, in his words, tough on crime, but that often changes when they have a close experience with the system.
It's the quickest way I know to make a liberal out of a conservative is to have a member of your family go to prison.
Habern says this program has pressed for reforms like prisoner telephone privileges, which was enacted in 2007, but he says there are many other issues for the prison show to address each week. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
I said, fill my cup, brother, with jailhouse grain. I said, fill my cup, brother, with jailhouse grain. Hey!